This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state treasurer says impending new tariffs would cost Colorado $1.4 billion per year. Dave Young joined treasurers from four other states in condemning tariffs, calling them reckless. And Young said Colorado is especially vulnerable.
Our state's only refinery, Suncor, is based in Canada and accounts for 40% of our petroleum market. In fact, oil and gas make up 62% of our Canadian imports.
Young says tariffs would cost Coloradans more at gas pumps and grocery stores. Colorado and 19 other states are suing over the new administration's firing of thousands of federal employees. The suit says the firings are illegal and that they will put burdens on the states because they will have to support the newly unemployed. The lawsuit also says the layoffs will hurt state finances because of lost tax revenue. The president of Colorado Mesa University says allowing a white supremacist to speak at the school as is an important test of free speech. CPR's Dina Sieg.
President John Marshall says Colorado Mesa should be a place where, quote, all ideas can be expressed, bad ideas can be peacefully challenged, and in the end, defeated. This month, the school's Western Culture Club will host Jared Taylor, who openly says intelligence is linked to race and that black people could destroy Western civilization. President Marshall says he won't attend the speech, but that he hopes people who do see the, quote, vileness of these views. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And this is Weekend Edition here on CPR News.